Good morning. You're listening to 4daily.net, and I'm Kemp Parr. I'm in Aruba, 15 miles off the coast of Venezuela, and I'm with Jeff Mocco, a retailer and the former president of the NFA. Jeff, how you doing?
Doing great, Kemp. How about yourself?
Good. That was quite a party last night, wasn't it?
I'll tell you, we danced the night away.
Yeah. I think it's probably one of the best parties I've been to in the flooring business.
I agree. I don't know why everybody stayed till the very end. Usually it's a little less exciting, but last night it was a blast all the way to the end.
I appreciate you coming to meet with me this morning early. Interesting thing about that band last night, I mean, they played a wide range of music. You'd think on a little small island like this they'd have trouble making it, but that was a high-quality band.
I think when Lisa did her checking out of the bands before she got here, there was really only two to pick from. and she picked the right one because, yes, they did great. They played all kinds of music and everybody danced.
All right, so let's talk first about, most people know who you are. You have a multi-store operation up in the northern part of Wisconsin based out of Green Bay, and you also have a store on the west coast of Florida, Hattinger, in Fort Myers. We talked at the end of the first quarter. You said business was continuing to grow for you. Is that still what you're seeing?
It is. We're going to have a record year this year. Our business is up in almost every facet. I would say new construction is leading the way. Commercial is also very strong, both in Florida and in Wisconsin. Our replacement business is a little off in Florida, but still up overall.
Do you think it's election year jitters, or what do you think's putting a damper on residential replacement?
That's a great question. We really don't have the answer to that. That could be. It could be election. We really don't know what the reason is, but it's odd that new construction is booming, but replacement and remodeling is a little off. We really don't know why.
Yeah, we've talked before about the fact that you're a big advertiser. You believe strongly in promoting. This year with election years, are you having trouble buying the media? Is that a problem?
Yeah, it always is. We can make our buys all we want, but if the campaigns decide they want to buy television, they get preference and they just simply bump us. So we have to look for alternative types of advertising, whether it's direct mail pieces or internet-type advertising. But our normal advertising is television, and yes, we do have a problem in election year.
Let's talk about the NFA meeting for a minute, the cycle we're in here. Today's activity day. Yesterday, the membership met privately for the whole day. And I know you start that meeting with a round-the-room, two-minute drill. Tell us how the other members are doing.
I would say that maybe one or two members were flat, only one, and the entire group said they were down. Vast majority were up. The majority of the group was up, I would say, in the single digits. We had a couple of oddities. You know, one guy said he was up 40%, which I was shocked to hear. But the single digits and low double digits across the board generally were up.
Mm-hmm. And there's probably some good integrity there. I mean, nobody's bragging or anything, right?
No, in that room, you know, everyone's the same kind of guy, so it doesn't do any good to brag. I think it was quite legitimate. I think everybody was up.
All right. And what are some of the things that they're wrestling with?
Great question. We talked about what we should try to focus on for our next meeting. Labor's still an issue. How do we get young people into the workforce that want to learn the trades? And that's something that we're going to really push for. The other issue was, I think, the internet marketing aspect of it, how that's affecting our business, and really, how do we market to millennials? We kind of know how to market to our baby boomers, and Gen Xers, I think we understand, but the millennials is kind of a new group for all of us. They're going to be the biggest purchasing group in a few years, and we need to learn how to get a hold of those folks.
So on one side, the millennials are a problem because they're not good employees, right?
And on the other move a lot, yeah.
And on the other side, they buy differently, right?
They buy totally differently. They do their shopping online. They get their information online in different areas online. So we really need to understand how that group is getting their information and then reach out to them in that fashion.
Mm-hmm. Let me carve up a couple things of what you're talking about. First, about digital marketing. Are you putting more and more emphasis on that?
Oh, there's no question. A couple of years ago, we weren't spending any money there, and now we're actually diverting a substantial amount of our funds to digital marketing, whether it's buying keywords or other types of promotions online. But now there's definitely a budget and for internet marketing, and it's becoming a big part of our program.
When we talked back in April, you told me that the NFA was considering pulling together some kind of promotion where you consolidated and produced one message. Have you been developing that?
Yeah, we did. As a matter of fact, it's one of the first times that we've done a joint production like that. We did a couple television spots. We shot all kinds of video that we all can have and produce two complete television spots that we can then take now and customize, put our own logos and such on it. And we saw those yet at this meeting. So I believe most of the group is going to start airing those yet this fall.
Now, another thing that happened yesterday in the meeting is some of the key vendors come in and make presentations, and you also have some best practices presentations. I heard Michael Longwell gave a really good one.
He did. You know, it was, again, how to find that customer that we're looking for, how to attract that customer. And he produced a short film on finding this customer. It was quite good. It included a lot of the types of marketing that we were talking about and how to attract that millennial.
Now, we did some research recently. It's going to be in our October issue. And we got into the head of consumers who were in the shopping process. We found some interesting things out. I wanted to ask you a couple of questions about it. One of them is obviously they're all starting on the Internet. And then another thing we found out was kind of interesting is that many of them go into the home centers first just to browse, to take a look there to kind of ground basic information around flooring. And then they come to stores like you. Some of the things that we found out was that if they felt like the retail sales associate was being spiffed or what they had learned online wasn't matching with what they were hearing in the store, they'd often leave. Do you believe that?
I do. It's a challenge. You know, we found there are consumers out there that believe if it's on the Internet, it's absolutely true. In some cases, that's just not the case. Marketing on the Internet from professional marketers is like any other marketing. So sometimes the story is accurate. Sometimes it's not. Sometimes it's embellished. Sometimes it's just bad information. But you are correct. If they come in with whether it's right or wrong information and get different information, they tend to doubt the information you're getting in the store. So you're exactly correct. Consumers look online first. They go to the home centers. They don't necessarily buy there, but they go there. Mm-hmm. So then it's up to us to try to close them. And it is tough if they've gotten information that may be inaccurate or, heaven forbid, our sales associate gives them information that's inaccurate. When it's conflicting, the consumers don't like that. And so then they're wrestling with who's telling them the truth. And yeah, sometimes they get frustrated and don't buy.
Mm-hmm. So what's the solution? Just good training?
I think so. The same training that we've done, but just continue on. And I think for the person that gets conflicting information, if you can provide them proof, if they're talking about a specific warranty and it's incorrect, and we can show them something in writing that proves our information is accurate, that a lot of times will help. But you can't lie, you can't give poor information, so our staff has to be trained better than the home centers and better than what they're seeing online.
And what about this spiff notion? I mean, do you allow your people to be spiffed and push people to other products?
Yeah, we do not that much. We don't do a lot of the spiffing, and you're right, that is a reason. When somebody is spiffed, you can almost tell, right? They're always saying, you can't buy that product, you have to buy this one because I get a dollar a yard on that one. So we have some spiffing, but for the most part, it's pretty generalized, and that's not been a huge issue.
The other obstacle that they run into is they go into stores like yours, and they're like overwhelmed, there's too many choices. Right. We call that clutter. What do you do to minimize that?
Well, we took the philosophy, the Stainmaster philosophy years ago, where we sort of departmentalized the stores into categories. And with good questioning from the start, finding out what the customer's needs are, it's very simple to narrow that selection down to what really is what she's looking for. So you're right. Left to walk, they're overwhelmed. They see thousands and thousands of samples. Once we sort of narrow their focus or ask them what they're looking for, we can then say, aha, for your needs, Mrs. Jones, this section over here or this color display is carpets that would fit into that category, or here is where we have our carpets that might be perfect for resealing your home, and tend to narrow that focus down a little bit.
Mm-hmm. As you look at all the things you do to try to be successful, you know, what do you think's most important? Is it the advertising? Is it the training? Is it hiring the right people?
Well, I can tell you that it's still a relationship business. There's no question. We need to get them in, and how we do that is varied. We'll do it with advertising, or we'll do it with direct mail, or whatever the case may be. But it's still a relationship business. When that consumer comes in, you know, we have three brands. The first brand is the sales associate. That is the most important brand. She's not buying from Mako. She's not buying from Stainmaster. She's buying from this sales associate. So we stress that. When they can develop that relationship, the rest becomes relatively easy, and that's really what we focus on. We focus on the individual. We hire for attitude. We know we can train the rest. And once we have that type of person, they tend to win most negotiations because the consumer just likes them, period.
All right, Jeff. Thanks for spending time with our audience. Again, been talking to Jeff Mako, co-owner of Mako Floors and Hattinger, and you've been listening to Kempar and FloorDaily.net.